made the whole entire earth.
Yeah, he made the earth, but are you saying Adam and Eve were Baptists? When did the Baptist faith start? When do you think it started? Do you have any idea? Have you ever tested it?
No, I haven't looked it up or anything, but...
It started in the 1600s. That's 1,600 years after Jesus started his first century body. See, you know what the beautiful thing is? Christ came into the world to live the perfect life you and I couldn't live, and he shed his blood, and he rose again, and by repentance, we can have new life in him. And when we go down in the baptism, water baptism come up, we're to have new life, and we're to follow him in holiness and obedience, and then we're supposed to endure. So the question I always ask people that go to the church systems is, are you really following that gospel path, or are you following a man-made religion that Jesus said makes your worship in vain?
No, I'm following
the Baptist faith.
King James Bible.
Well, yeah, the King James Bible's a decent translation. It does have errors in it.
Well.
Like, it uses the word Easter, and it should use the word Passover in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
What about, like, Christmas and Easter? Did God ordain those, or did man make those up?
I think man made that up.
Yeah. So why are we keeping those if Jesus said worship in spirit and truth? If we're born of him and come out of the water in baptism?
I don't know, but we don't.
It's all on that card. You should really test a lot deeper. Because you know what's going to happen, sir? I had to come out of the man-made religion. If we're not born of God and we don't obey him, we're going to lose our soul. Because if we keep willful sin, there's no sacrifice for sin. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you? I'm going to ask you a question. Do you love God?
Yeah.
Are you willing to lose everything to obey him, even if you had to say goodbye to all your Baptist friends that want to keep a bunch of false traditions and sin? Would you lose everything to follow Christ?
That's what I do.
But you'd have to leave the Baptist faith to follow him in spirit and truth. Would you do that? If you have to think about it, the answer is probably no. And you really need to ponder that, because you'd lose your family, your friends. We lost everything to follow Christ biblically. I don't want you to lose your soul. I love you. You're my neighbor. I don't want you to waste your time in Sunday church. You know, Sunday's not the Lord's Day either. God never ordained Sunday as the Lord's Day. It's another man-made tradition.
Well, it does say in the King James Bible, he rose on the first day of the week.
No, he didn't. It doesn't say he rose on the first day of the week. It says they went to the tomb and he was already gone. Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights. You can't get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning.
Yeah, well,
you know when he rose? Saturday. Because he's our Sabbath rest. See, these are a bunch of man-made traditions you're following. I care for your soul. I want you to have the truth.
Yeah.
If the Holy Spirit's in you, you know what he's going to do? He's going to convict you to follow this truth. If the Holy Spirit's not in you, you'll keep following man-made religion and you're going to lose your soul. Yeah. I don't want that for you.
The thing is, a priest in priestly line, Catholic priest, wrote the King James Bible.
Catholic priests? No, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
It was a translation of a bunch of different translators back in 1611. Yeah. But
well, he wrote the King James Bible because his name was King James.
King James was he was an Anglican, really. He was from the Church of England. He wasn't Catholic.
Well, he wrote that Bible, and he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ by that. He was convicted of what he was following and wrote the King James Bible.
Yeah.
And he accepted that. And then...
Actually, what happened was King James commissioned about 39 translators to make a new English translation, and that's what he did.
Yeah.
And it's a good Bible, but you have to test it. Did you ever look at the Greek and the Hebrew words? You have to look at the original words.
Well, I have to have somebody else read it to me.
Yeah, I don't read Greek and Hebrew either, but you can look at concordances, and scholars have accurately told us what the words mean, and we can test that. And when you do that, you'll find out that it's a good translation with some errors. But going back to the gospel, if you're really born again of God, you will follow him in spirit and truth, and you'll flee and leave all the man-made traditions from the Baptist faith. I want you to do that to save your soul. Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship him in vain if you keep man-made traditions. You're in man-made traditions. You're worshiping God in vain. You need to repent, sir. Think about that. All right? Think about that. Our website's there. Let me know. Shoot me an email sometime if I can ever help you. Our website's there to help you.
Well, I don't live here.
I don't live here either. I travel all over the country and preach the gospel all over. Where do you live, sir?
I live in a little place outside of my car.
Where?
Outside of my car.
Oh, is that here in Missouri?
I used to live in the state of California.
Okay.
But, I live.
Truth, right?
Yeah.
You test that. Right?